Better than expected. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You know, without agriculture, there would be no commerce.
Tennessee's Commissioner of Finance and Administration, Butch Ely, told farm leaders recently at the Tennessee Farm Bureau's President's Conference in Franklin, the governor understands the importance of agriculture to the state's economy, even before the pandemic, and most certainly, the state is doing all they can to help protect it during the pandemic.
It's woven into everything that we do in every part of our lives in Tennessee, and so we're certainly doing everything that we can do to make sure that we are looking at rural Tennessee. The governor has that as one of his major initiatives way before this pandemic ever hit.
Commissioner Ely shared the numbers that hit the state and everyone in the nation when the shutdown went into place in the spring. But since then, the fiscal year ending numbers at the end of June showed revenues up amazingly at 2.42% above last year's estimated budget. That's partly due to more folks spending their dollars locally.
We're kind of fighting this battle on two fronts. We're fighting it on the pandemic health front, and we're also fighting it on the financial health front. And so we're certainly doing everything that we can do from my position to make sure that we set ourselves up for success on the financial front.
Ely says there are still a lot of variables to assessing the impact from COVID-19 and the state's economy, but he believes because of our structure and the top industry being agriculture, we're in a much better place than many others.
And we're in a good position in the state of Tennessee because we're low debt and we're low tax and we're very pro-business and we're pro-agriculture, and we're trying to do the things that we can do to make sure that our farmers can survive and make it through this pandemic.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.